And now to honor America, please stand and remove your cap for the performance of our national anthem.
Every week, Louis Van Gaal's army! Louis Van Gaal's army!
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we're bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond. What a result, sir.
4-0, I can't believe it.
I can get used to this.
I can get used to that. 4-0 for the rest of the season, 36 more to go.
Clean sheets. Lots of positives.
Lots of goals.
All around. Goals all around. I mean, we're looking at a team, the hype train is full. I think we started after West Ham.
But now we're full steam ahead.
Full steam ahead. I mean, in the 75th minute, I don't think we were full steam ahead. But after...
didn't expect it to end 4-0, even at halftime, to be honest. I think, yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, so let's jump right in. The lineup came out. It was the same against West Ham. I thought that was a surprise. I thought Jose might tweak the squad a little bit. He's known to do that. And I think it would have shown us a different look, especially away. I think on the last pod I mentioned maybe Fellaini or Herrera coming in. But the lineup was Dave Saves in net, Daley Blind at left back, Jones, Baye, center backs, Valencia on the right, Matic, Pogba, Mata midfield, MPM, Mkhitaryan, Lukaku, and Rashford leading the line. What were your thoughts initially on this lineup?
Well, we both called different lineups, right? We both expected at least one change from the team that played against West Ham. So I think we were both a little surprised, but personally, it's a very Jose Mourinho tactic to keep the same team. You know, it was so effective against West Ham, he'd be hard-pressed to change it up after how well they looked. So I don't know what you thought.
Yeah, I mean... couldn't hurt, right? See if that was just luck or not. I mean, Swansea was battling relegation last season, so I believe that it was a safe bet to stick with the same team. I just thought some rotation would come in, mainly because we're trying to keep a bunch of people happy. You know, Herrera being on the bench, I don't think he's going to want to get used to that. So I thought Jose might be switching out the teams, just trying to find his best 11. But I guess he's found it for the EPL, I want to say. And we start off the game a little... I don't know, a little lackluster. Maybe the travel to Wales, maybe it was the weather. But things kind of looked pretty open. And IU had a chance, curled it in off the crossbar. So I actually thought we could have gone down 1-0 right away. And 1-0 away in the first 10 minutes, it's not a good look.
No, that would have been tough. We definitely came out not with the same gumption that we did against West Ham, where we controlled it from the beginning. And against Swansea, we came a little hesitant. We didn't look as confident on the ball. The players weren't pressing as highly, and you could tell because Swansea had more chances than West Ham did. And that IU shot early on, a cross that could have easily converted.
Yeah, we were sweating that one pretty hard.
Yeah, I mean, it easily could have gone 1-0 against us. So fortunately, it did not. And then the game soldiered on as it did, and we weren't dominating by any means.
It was the midfield, really. I don't think we ever got time on the ball. I think Swansea came out and pressed us pretty well. So, you know, it was kind of jumbled, and there was really no sort of constant pressure or constant build-up play from us. And I think that favored Swansea. Obviously, they didn't have too many clear-cut chances other than that IU chance. But here we are going at halftime. We think it's going to be 0-0.
And then a corner.
Corner happens, Pogba header off the bar, and lo and behold,
quick feed by, he gets in there somehow and pushes it across the line.
I think he dunked it. He dunked it with his right foot.
His right foot was higher than his head is, but it was, he scored the goal. So his first United goal, I believe.
Yeah, and this is huge, you know, from a finishing perspective last season that wouldn't have gone in, and we would have been a little deflated. Pogba with the post again. It was amazing it didn't go in off the first chance, and the goal decision system said that it actually wasn't a goal until Baye tucked it in, so kudos to him for getting that and realizing and making a quick play there. Usually that's not a defender's chance, being a poacher on the line, but
He was so fast to it. It was almost like when he was defending. You know, he's so quick to the ball, and he was the first to the ball, and he beat his defender by a strong step. I mean, so it was great. I'm glad he got the goal, and I'm glad we took the lead into halftime because that was huge.
Yeah, no, I'm sure the halftime speech would have been completely different if we didn't have that goal, and, you know, we would have been like, come on, keep pressing, keep trying. But kind of we go in, the pressure's off, you know, and then we come out the second half, and it's kind of more the same. I was a little concerned. I was calling for the subs in the 60th minute. Eventually, Fellaini and Martial and Herrera made way, and it didn't take too long after Martial came on for him to make a giant impact on the left-hand side. I think Rashford didn't do that good of a job. Didn't have that spark, at least.
Yeah, he wasn't as dominant as he was against West Ham, but it wasn't for lack of trying. He certainly was running around the pitch, trying to make the most of his opportunity. He got depossessed quite a few times, but I think he'd put in a solid performance and tired out the right back. So when Martial did come in...
Yeah, there you go. It's an assist in some way.
Broke him down. I mean, that's like a formidable combination. If you could have Rashford start for the first 60 minutes, beat the crap out of the right back, and then have Martial come in with fresh legs and just absolutely...
Mean mugging Martial.
Just tear apart a tired defense. So I think that's what you had happen. We were kind of soldiering along with a 1-0 victory, looking confident. They weren't really challenging that much. And then all of a sudden, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, Fellaini came in as well, and we really were able to break from the midfield for whatever reason. All three goals kind of started in the same way, where it was a quick hold-up, turnaround, and then boom, three attacking players running right at the defense. And in that situation, Henrik Mkhitaryan really stepped up. He assisted the second goal to Lukaku on that similar fast break, and then 2 minutes later, he assisted in a similar fashion the Pogba chip, which was... I mean, if you thought his finish at West Ham was good, this was even better. I mean, it was silky.
Super mint. Looked like a top-class striker. So I was very, very excited for Pogba because he needed a goal like that. That just shows a player that is feeling confident and playing like he's got the wind beneath his sails, because he could show it that he was just so... He knew it was going in, and when it did go in, that's the guy. That's our Pogba.
Yeah, that was Pog Smooth, not Pog Boom. There's two different things.
Two different looks. Distinctly different.
But yeah, I'll take either one. It's kind of strange because, like, the other goal I didn't know until the net rippled. Same with this finish, where I thought it might be going wide. I didn't know if he had the right angle, but...
Can we talk about that goal for a second? Because that was also another nice composed finish. It was a little bit jumbly, and then all of a sudden Mickey had the ball and passed it to Lukaku, and Lukaku just took a second and put it right in the back of the net. I mean, I like that he took it. He had a second, of course, but he didn't rush it, and because he didn't rush it, he slotted it right where it should have gone and got us the second goal.
Yeah, he's clinical in front of the net, and it was weird in the Super Cup. He missed that one obvious chance, but since then, he's been on the money. Header and left foot, just all day, every day, which is kind of, that's a new thing.
Every orifice he's going to be using, head, right foot, left foot.
That's so PG.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You need to hear that line, didn't you? But anyway.
Yeah, so, I mean, Mkhitaryan, I'm going to say those were two great plays. I don't think there was too much that excited me from him in the first half, but I'll keep it, even though he's going to give those two assists. Because in that type of play, counterattacking, he's going to be great with delivering the assist, knows where to place the ball. But my favorite goal that we scored had to be the Martial pullback. Just clinical. Defender pulls the defender out, pulls the ball back, takes his time, slots it. Just no room in between the posts. And he is beckoning for a start from Jose.
I don't know. He might be better off the bench.
This is true, but somehow you got to convince him that he's better off the bench, because he is a player that wants to start on our team. And hopefully this doesn't become an issue, because he is making a statement. And I'm sure he's going to get the start. It just depends on what matchup. And we'll talk about the lineups for this coming weekend later, but I think there might be some rotation coming in based on what Jose saw against that Swansea team. I do think there was a solution that came onto that field. I don't know if it's Fellaini. I'm pretty sure it's Martial.
Yeah.
You know, Herrera was okay, but I think he can still tweak that starting 11 to get more consistent results.
Which is a good sign, right? Because we have a team with a bunch of players who are, without a doubt, starters, who are performing well, playing with confidence. So to have options, you know, Rashford's not at the same head of steam that Martial is at the moment, but Maybe Mark coming in as a sub has invigorated him and motivated him to a higher level than starting would. So we'll see. We can talk about that in a little bit. But the goal was great. I mean, it was more of the same for the other two goals that happened in the 80th minute and on. They had to go for a goal, and we just, that team is set up for a counterattack. And now it's, we're fast, and we are making the right decisions in terms of passing. I thought Martial was actually going to pass it on the fourth goal, but he just made a little move, made a little dance, and then just banged it to the right corner. I mean, it was a great goal.
Yeah, but it's really the spine that's doing the job, you know, and Matic is a huge part of that. And you can see Pogba's like running free on the counterattacks. He has the attacking mindset. He's getting much more forward than he was last year. Last year, he was never ahead of the play, so to speak. And I really think the credit to him getting the two goals in two games has to go to Nemanja
Matic. And he's finished twice very well. So that's something that was a bit of a change from last season where he wasn't finishing. So he's got to be in that kind of position. You know, if you see him in that position, an advanced role, he's so fast on the ball for his size, and he's got such a great pass that that's where he should be because he's going to be very dangerous.
Yeah, I think I saw an article saying, I think a player on United said he's going to win the Ballon d'Or. I was like,
Martial said that.
Yeah. Hype train, everyone calm down, you know, two games that we should win. We won by a larger margin, obviously home and away. And I'm going to enjoy it, but I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves because like Jose said in the press conference, it's really when you have to come from behind that shows what you're made of. And that is going to be the big test for this team. Big opposition needing to come from behind, you know, like the classic United teams. How do we look? Do we wilt? Or do we attack? And we will see.
Time will tell. But what I think he said recently was that find out in October when we play Liverpool away. You know, if we beat Liverpool away, then maybe we got a chance.
I think City is going to be the test. Everyone's calling them the favorites. So, you know, Liverpool, the atmosphere is probably, City's not going to match that. But I think as far as the quality of the side.
City's, they're a good squad. They're a good squad, but we're a very good squad. The best squad we've had in a while. So we're on the hype train. We're all aboard. But hey, that being said, there's a lot of games to go, and we're excited to watch all of them.
Hey, second game in the bag, 4-0.
We'll take it.
I'll take it. So looking at this week's transfers, the news on the wire is that Zlatan is going to be signing this week for us. This is per ESPN, so take it for what you will. But I think other outlets picked it up. There's a rumor that he's taking a huge pay cut, trying £175,000 a week versus last year at £400,000 a week.
Chump change.
I'm getting a discount on Zlatan. It's like, keeps getting better.
Well, he is on a bit of an injury risk. I mean, we're all assuming that Zlatan's going to come back as the beast that he has been for the last 15 years.
Of course.
He will be because he's like superhuman, you know?
He's a pro.
He is a pro, and he's beyond a pro because he's in better shape at 35 than probably Wayne Rooney was at 27. But that being said, we can't wait to have him back. I think he's going to provide a lot of mentorship and like additional options for Mourinho as the games come thick and fast in December, which we know is going to happen.
I can't wait to have him back. I think he's a great player. He's a great character in the right environment, playing under a manager he likes with players he likes. 6'5".
Hard as fuck.
He gets the Reds excited. So we'll keep you posted on that. And when he comes in, I'm sure we'll be blasting out on social media. The next transfer we want to discuss is Andres Pereira. He looks to be close to an exit, or rumored, and he might be heading to Valencia full time. So we loaned him out last season. He was playing during preseason and haven't really seen the kid since. He probably needs to go and start somewhere. That being said, I think he's a great player. Maybe Jose doesn't like him for the EPL. What are your thoughts?
I don't know. I this is one of those transfer rumors that I'm calling dubious at the moment. I think it might be a case where Valencia's sniffing more than we are actually interested in selling him.
So you think an agent is putting out a rumor? Maybe his agent's putting one out so Jose starts playing him?
Which is very possible. I just think that I think Jose's going to give him a sniff. I think he's going to at least give him the first half of the season to prove himself, get some games in, get some cup games before he shifts him out. But I could be wrong, but I have a feeling that he's not going to send him back to
the
Liga.
The window closes in August 31st.
No, I was saying January, maybe January.
No, I would agree with you. I take it with a grain of salt. There's not too much around this rumor, but a player that I think is going to do well for us and can and I don't want to see him go to Valencia, but I can understand he wants first team football. The next transfer, been in the papers this week, Ryan Sessegnon from Fulham. He's a fullback. We're looking to sign him and then loan him back to Fulham for the season. He started at 16. He looks like a phenom. Liverpool is interested, so even better to buy a player that they want. What do you think?
So we actually, John and I went to London last April, and we're lucky enough to watch Fulham play Ipswich Town, and he started, and he looked very good. And I could not believe how young he is, but he was one of the best players on the pitch without a doubt. So if there's any truth to this, I think it's a great move. It's not the kind of move that United has done in recent years, where we buy a really good young prospect and loan him back to the club, which is becoming more
ordinary.
I think it's a good move, because I think you get him before he becomes outrageously expensive.
It's a play out of Chelsea's playbook.
I think
we're bringing Jose in. He's going to do the Chelsea strategy.
Total Chelsea move, and I love it.
Yeah, no, I like it. And he doesn't have to leave Fulham. We can see him develop another year, and we can decide to bring him in at that time. And, you know, he'll just have more experience. The fact he's playing in the championship, even better, because he's playing with English players, knows the game, knows the style. So I'm excited. Any other players that we should be talking about? I think we put Perisic to bed last week, so I think we're going to be going in with only these three. Do you think we're going to get anyone else in other than Zlatan?
I don't think we're going to get the left wing back that Jose's been really eyeing.
You know, last day bonanza.
I think we might get another player in, and I think maybe like a Sessegnon, like a right back cover for Valencia, because right now we have very little cover. You know, we're sending Alfonso Benta. I thought that was the best right back option we had in terms of if Valencia needs a break, but I can't imagine he wouldn't get some kind of cover for that. So
that's the one transfer
that I think we're still eyeing, but I don't know what your thoughts are.
No, I think I personally think our business is done. I think you can look at the product on the field. We have some guys coming back off injury, which is probably a good transition into the injury segment here. It looks like Luke Shaw and Ashley Young started for the U23s.
That's great. It's good to have them back playing, running, sweating.
Yeah, I heard they were a little rusty, and Ashley Young had some extra rust, but excited to see those guys out there. Hopefully they'll be training with the first team soon.
Yeah, we want them back in the mix. You want as many players vying for positions as possible. You know, a deep squad is going to be key to us making good runs in all the cup competitions that we're going to be involved with. So excited to have him back.
Do you want to see Luke Shaw start at left back when he's
absolutely. Absolutely. That's why we paid the absurd amount of money we paid for him. Was it 3 years ago now?
I don't think it's absurd by today's standards.
Not by today's standards, but back then it was a lot. I think it was the most expensive teenager or most expensive defender at his age, but it was definitely a record for the time. And Luke Shaw had that one partial season right before he got his leg broken under Van Gaal, I believe.
Yeah, it was
where he looked like
it was 10 games.
He looked excellent. He looked the player that we wanted to buy. So I hope he comes back hungry and in great shape and ready to earn that spot, because I think he's the best player for it.
Yeah, no, I could agree with you. He has the potential. It's just whether or not he can work out the politics with Mourinho. I think that's probably held him up more than anything. And, you know, with young players, it's hard to tell, because it can always be an attitude issue. I don't even think Louis Van Gaal was around to even know what was going on. So he just played him because he liked him.
They spent a lot of money on him.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously, our thoughts go out to Marcus Rojo, the legend, the Argentinian tats.
Argentinian red.
Yeah.
I mean, his name is Rojo. He was made to be a Manchester United player. Yeah. I can't wait to have him back. I think we're looking at January right now.
Hopefully Lindelof can get some action too.
Hopefully he can step up. But yeah. Rojo was a great player for us last year.
And left back. like a big team in the EPL, he'd be great left back cover if you want to go defensive and park the bus.
He would
not
be.
Saying I want Jose to do that, but if he did, he'd be great in the team. So
we can't wait to have him back.
So unchanged, he comes back in January. Our thoughts go out to you, Marcus. I know you're listening out there.
See you soon.
So might as well turn our thoughts to the next matchup in the EPL, Leicester City, the former champions. They've won more recently than us. They got Salty Vardy. They got Riyad Mahrez, Daniel Drinkwater, you know, a bunch of key names here.
United Academy player right there. So
we're playing them this Saturday, August 26th at 9:30 a.m. Pacific time. So plenty of time to sleep in. Don't have to get up too early like this weekend at 4:30.
Yeah, it was rough.
But we're playing at Old Trafford, so hopefully the boys are in form and they wake up that morning feeling fine. Our all-time record against Leicester City is 68-23-33. We've won three of the last five. The other two are draws. For some reason, they haven't given us a lot of trouble, which obviously I like, seeing that they're coming into our house. And we've won 8-0 on aggregate in our last two games. I think the attitude and the mentality is that Old Trafford will become a fortress again if we can do the job on Saturday. So with that being said, what are your predictions for the lineup? Any changes, or does he go with the same 11, given what he saw at Swansea?
I think, well, this is the best team we're going to have played thus far in the season. They have a much better midfield. They have much better wingers. I think we'll see either Herrera start or a Fellaini start instead of that Mata role, because yep. I think we want to boss the midfield, and I think Herrera. That's my guess is the only sub will be Herrera instead of Mata, and then the same defense, same attack.
So no Martial?
He's got to start Martial. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I'm gonna call it, but he might go. You know, you never know with Jose. He might bring him off at the 60th minute because it's just so effective. But
so you're just gonna say Herrera? That's it.
I'm gonna say Herrera. Just Herrera
for Mata.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm gonna call Fellaini for Mata and Martial for Rashford, and I think that team could do some serious damage. Word has it Leicester City defenders are injured. They're playing a cup match against Sheffield. Wes Morgan and Robert Huth are both out. So that being said, I think we could run riot. If they don't have a good defense, and obviously Conte is gone, it might get pretty ugly.
Could. You know, it could, because Drinkwater is one of their better players, and he probably has his mind on Chelsea. I know Mahrez is looking to get out, and Vardy's probably hand-boned right now, you know,
at a casino somewhere. What did he say? He drank every night out of that Gatorade bottle when we went on the historic run.
It worked.
Our Lucozade bottle, I think.
He's trying to maintain that right now, but yeah. I mean, they have some dangerous players. I think if we want to be the team that everyone thinks we can be, we need to beat up Leicester at home, because actually we beat up Leicester at home last year, and that was one of those nice first convincing wins under Jose. I think we scored off a header, which was rare, and we need to beat him up. And I think we should beat them up, so I'm excited for the game.
Yeah, no, with the transfer rumors outstanding, injuries to the defenders, I'm going to say we're not playing against a Leicester side going 120% like they were that title-winning season. For that reason, I think I'm going to call a 2-0 United. I know I said 4-0 last week. I think I got it right.
3-0, actually. Or you did call 4-0.
Yeah. I did call 4-0, yeah. So I'm going to do 2-0 this week. We're going to not concede, and we'll be 10-0 on aggregate. What do you think? What's the score?
3-1.
High scoring.
Lukaku hat trick, and Vardy gets a goal. Because Vardy's a...
Salty Vardy.
Salty Vardy's going to get a goal. He does. He has a tendency to score at OT.
All right, you heard it here. We're winning regardless. I think we're going to predict we're going to win every game this year.
Basically.
so we might be the Invincibles, and we might never concede a goal. But our final segment, United in the News. I just want to touch on some points that have been on social media or in the news lately. Bai on Instagram, he actually posted a post where he punched Zlatan and kicked him. And he said, "Hope you're almost ready to return at I am Ibrahimovic."
And he was smart to scamper away afterwards, because if I had just kicked Zlatan in the back of his right knee, I'd run away too. So he's probably in the know. Bai he knows he's coming back, so we're all excited to have him back too.
Yeah, it's just great to see that camaraderie. You know, Zlatan's hanging around the dressing room still, even though he's not even signed for our team.
That's a good sign.
And like everyone's laughing and having a good time and messing around. And I just don't think I've ever seen Zlatan that comfortable at a team. He always had drama or was upsetting people and had riffs. But it seems to me everyone on our team's jokers and they all get along. So. It has to be great.
Yeah, there's no giant dickheads, right? I mean, modern day football, there's a lot of egos. And not to say there's no egos in this dressing room, but everyone just seems to get along with each other. No one's fighting to be the biggest name in the squad, because the squad's full of big names at this point. So it's a good sign. And that bodes well for us, our chances. If everyone can stay together as a unit, play together as a team, we should do really well this year.
Yeah, no, and the next news item we have is more of an event. But the great Waza, the white Pele, Wayne Rooney, scores his 200th goal. versus Manchester City against the Blues, which was great. Kicking a blue, everyone. I'm sure all United fans are happy. They drew Everton, which is another positive. So Agent Rooney on the jump not only scores his 200th, but draws Manchester City and Pep's team.
I mean, first of all, congratulations to Wayne on reaching the 200 club, the coveted 200 club, along with only Alan Cher, I believe.
Yep.
So he did it at the Etihad, half-empty Etihad. Nothing like better than seeing Wayne Rooney score there. So good for him. You could tell he enjoyed it just a little bit more because it was there. So I'm proud of him. I hope he keeps it up. I hope he keeps scoring goals and does well for Everton because he's a great player. He's a great steward for us, and he should be like the best player in Everton. That's awesome.
No, yeah, and I really like his renewed passion. I think at United and all the managers turning over, you know, probably had something to do with his kind of lackluster performance. It's hard to get motivated when the every 2 years you're getting a new David Moyes, Louis van Gaal, Jose Mourinho, and at a certain point, you know, I think he just wasn't up for the challenge at United, and you just need a new change. And clearly, he's hit his stride at Everton. And he looks great and all fired up. Celebrating against the City fans, which I like to see. There's a great photo circulating on the internet of him saluting the City fans and all of them, you know, giving them the salute I won't mention on the air.
The English bird.
Yeah, exactly. So never dull in the EPL, and congrats to Wayne Rooney.
Good for him.
So actually, there's another person at that match. Jose Mourinho was scouting out the squad, the City squad. He was spotted up in the stands, and social media broke out and was joking he was actually scouting to sign Wayne Rooney.
Sign him up. Club record, $240 million.
Yeah, sign him up. Sign that bald-headed...
Sign him up for a manager, maybe.
Hair plugs.
I think he's got to get off the hair plugs. I think that's lowered his testosterone level. It's been tied to that, so maybe he's off the plugs, and that's why he's scoring again. But either way, Jose's... never takes a day off, obviously scouting City and Everton, because we have Everton coming up.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. So it's going to be a tough match against Rooney, of all people. And Everton looked good, so.
Rooney, Sigurdsson, Schneiderlin, Michael Keane, former United Academy player. Yeah. So they've got a decent squad.
It's like the ghosts of United past.
It's probably our best challenge in the first five games, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, no, it'd be a great match. Guys and everybody sitting at home, thanks for listening, and you know, we'll shout you out next week after the, you know, the big match
against Leicester. Let's take them down. Talk to you guys soon.
Kicking a blue.
Kicking a blue.
And Chelsea 2, 2, 2.